Okay, I know it's time for a break. I'm going to be very brief. I have one of those five-minute talks, so excuse me, only two slides. But it's really fascinating to hear all these questions and concerns about weather data and station data and gridded data that is derived from that, and that's actually what I'm here to speak about as well. And full disclosure, I'm married to a climatologist who thinks and talks about this kind of stuff all the time, and I'm a plant person, you know, more of a data user, and so we have a lot of interesting conversations where I'm like, well, what about this product? What about this product? Why is this one better? Why is this not as interesting? And it's interesting to hear this group grapple with those questions as well. I represent the USA National Phenology Network, and I'm here to make just a quick little pitch because we have some new products that I think this group may have interest in knowing. As I heard mention of several times in this session, and I know I don't need to educate you all on this, accumulated temperature is a simple metric, but is commonly used to be able to predict the progression of plant development over the course of the season, as in this example of wheat development from Virginia Tech, I believe. In addition, the relationships have been established with a lot of pests as well for anticipating when we might anticipate emergence or egg hatching in different species. And if we have those kinds of relationships established, then we can track temperature over the course of the season and then use that information to better inform our management decisions and activities. And so, in an attempt to try to make data available in support of these kinds of decisions, our organization is now producing daily accumulated temperature or accumulated growing degree day maps. Starting, here's all the statistics on it. These are pretty straightforward and simple at this time. We are calculating them using a start date of January 1st. And right now, the temporal period that's available is January 1st of 2016 through 6 days into the future. What we're using as our backing climate data for this is the NOAA National Center for Environmental Predictions real-time mesoscale analysis product. So that's a fine scale temperature data product that's available on a daily time step for the current day and 6 days into the future. And so we just run nightly processes on those and spit out these accumulated growing degree day maps on those same exact time steps. What's nice about the product is that it's a really fine spatial resolution. These maps are available at 2.5 kilometers. Unfortunately, they only cover the continental U.S., though. Right now, the product, our products don't yet cover Alaska. And we make these maps available through an online visualization tool on our website. So if you're not so interested in accessing the raster data and mucking with it on your own, you can simply interact with these through an online map tool. However, if you are savvy at grabbing gridded data and bringing it into R or MATLAB or something like that, we have a OGC compliant web services that enable you to do that as well. In addition, we have a little raster, we call it the GeoServer Request Builder on our website, where you can go in and if you want to grab a map for a particular day in an image format or as a raster layer, you can pull it using the WMS or WCS tools on that website as well. In addition to the daily growing degree day maps, we are also offering daily anomaly maps, which are each daily map is compared to the 30-year climatological average for that particular day of year. We use PRISM as the backing climate data for that particular product. So what you're looking at is, for example, if you're interested in the growing degree day map for May 16th this year, and you're curious to know, well, in my part of the country, are we ahead of schedule or behind schedule what we would expect for May 16th? What we do is simply difference the May 16th map for this year to the long-term average for May 16th over that 1981 to 2010 period. And then it enables you to see which part of the country were ahead of schedule or behind schedule. In addition to those two, that particular suite of products, we're also making another suite of products based on the spring indices. The spring indices are a couple of indices that are based on the phenological events of a couple of plants. And basically what it was designed to do is to represent the biological start of spring. So there's a leaf index and then there's a flowering index or a bloom index. The leaf index is intended to represent basically the very start of spring. It's based off of plants that put on their leaves first thing in the season, and then the bloom index is a couple weeks later in the season. And so what we're doing is from 1981 through the present, we have maps of when those particular indices were met, and then for those we also have anomaly maps. And so what those can help us understand is kind of they characterize the entire season, and was that season in your particular neck of the woods early or late compared to that long-term average. Okay, so just a quick thumbnail sketch of who the heck we are, in case you haven't heard of the USA National Phenology Network. I'm really happy to hear the word phenology in this session, because I oftentimes have to define that. And just in case you need it, that's the timing of life cycle events in plants and animals. It's when plants put on their leaves or when birds migrate. And our organization is primarily federally funded, and we exist to make data and data products about phenology available to support the advancement of science, meaning just better at understanding how plants and animals and their phenology is responsive to environmental conditions, local environmental conditions, and then how those things are changing as climate conditions are changing and what the knock-on effects of that are. There have been quite a few studies that have documented that as phenology is advancing in different species, we're seeing significant changes in the structure and function of ecosystems and population sizes. In addition, so that's kind of like a really big picture reason for why we exist. In addition, we're also trying to make data and information available for immediate decision making. And so really the growing degree day maps in particular, I tend to think of as products that can support that type of decision making. And we're thinking that there's a lot of utility for those to simply help with timing of things like getting pest management crews out on the field, or I don't know so much about planting and harvesting, but there's a lot of opportunity for things like wildfire management or even allergy prediction, and so I wanted to just let this audience know about this. And then finally, we exist to communicate and connect, try to get the word phenology into the vocabulary of the general public, and more importantly, to understand why this matters. And so we have quite a wide range of products and data available on our website. Our phenology data collection program has been around since 2009, and we're coming up on 9 million records of phenology for about 1,000 species of plants and animals from across the nation. And you can view all that data through the same visualization tool as you can see the gridded data, which enables you to explore relationships, too, between the phenology of those plants and animals and things like the growing degree day maps. That's probably my 5 minutes, but I have poster number 604 upstairs tonight between 4 and 6, and so I'd be happy to share literature or answer any questions you might have. Thank you.
Any questions
now?
Yes, Gary.
No, not in these particular maps. Absolutely. Yeah, my ears are open here today for what variables really matter and what data products would be the most useful. I totally recognize that accumulated temperature is about as basic as it comes, but in our designing our workflow for producing these daily maps, it was the obvious place to start, and we realized perhaps it's a viable product in and of itself, but definitely if there are things like day length that should be folded in there, that's really helpful to know, or if you know there are different start dates or base temperatures that are more useful. I'd love to know that, too. Anything else? Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Do you have high temperature penalty in that, too? And then you have base temperature and high temperature?
We didn't do that. However, one enhancement that I've been really twisting my IT crew to add in is just simply a mask, because I know for some species, we know that their activity falls between this minimum temp and this max temp, so let's just mask out on a particular day what part of the country is meeting those criteria, or for the 6-day forecast, where you're going to hit it. How I envision that would work is that you as the user would know the thresholds you'd want to hit, you'd want to specify, and the tool would just enable you to do that. So hopefully we'll have that soon. Okay, Go take your break.